Okay, let's start. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to this session, which is an overview of Microsoft SharePoint 2013 and Office 365 hybrid scenarios. My name is Paolo Pialorsi from PSIS.com, and here you can find my email address and my Twitter account. Feel free to use them in case of need to drop me an email or a tweet or whatever else. Let me spend a few seconds about myself before moving to the real content of this session. I'm a consultant, a project manager, and a trainer. During my career, I achieved about 40 Microsoft certifications, including the Microsoft Certified Solution Master Charter SharePoint. And of course, I'm a guy focused on SharePoints since 2002. I wrote some books, most of them for Microsoft Press, about SharePoint, Link, and .NET Framework. And I'm a speaker at the main IT conferences worldwide. I work in a company of my own called PSIS, and here you can find the URL if you want to have a look at what we do during our life. But let me move to the real session, and let's see the agenda of this session. We will start having a look at the idea of hybrid scenario, and we will try to understand what is an hybrid scenario from a SharePoint and an Office 365 perspective. Then we will go to inspect the available topologies for hybrid cloud solutions in Office 365 and SharePoint 2013. And then we will end up having a look at some other services which can be used in an hybrid scenario in SharePoint. So let's start talking about the idea of hybrid scenario. And let's see what is an hybrid cloud. And so, first of all, let me give an answer to a question. Why should we need to think about hybrid cloud and what hybrid cloud means? Well, you probably know the cloud optimizes our business, in particular for enterprises and for enterprise company, because we have scalability, availability, accessibility, and many other features available through the cloud. However, right now, just a few of the enterprises all over the world are completely on the cloud, have completely moved their businesses and their workloads on the cloud. And that's because most of the enterprises still have some constraints that cannot make it possible to move completely on the cloud side of the world. In fact, much more of the companies have both services on premises and some other services on the cloud. Maybe because they are simply moving gradually, so it will take 1 or 2 or many years to move completely to the cloud, or just because they have some constraints on premises that make it not possible to simply move everything outside of the company onto the cloud. Let's say from a SharePoint perspective, they could have, for instance, full trust code solutions that cannot be easily migrated to the Cloud App model, or that require some time to be migrated to the Cloud App model. They could have bandwidth limitation and performance issues, maybe if they don't have a large bandwidth in their internet connections or stuff like that. So from an Office 365 perspective, when we think about the hybrid cloud, we should think about having an Office 365 tenant with some of the services available through Office 365, as well as some other services on-prem, like SharePoint, SharePoint Server 2013, Exchange Server, Link Server, let me say, some business data sources that your end users need to consume to do their business, as well as maybe an SAP system on-premises. Well, when you have such kind of services, some of them on the cloud and some other on-premises, you can choose to deploy an hybrid scenario in which you will make your on-prem and cloud-based services work together. From a SharePoint perspective, and you can think about having an hybrid search scenario, a business connectivity services hybrid topology, as well as an SAP system consumed by SharePoint Online through the Duet Enterprise service provided by Office 365. So let me show you what are the benefits, the main benefits of leveraging a SharePoint hybrid scenario, and then we will move to see some real examples, and we will share the steps to deploy and to provision an hybrid scenario between SharePoint on-prem and Office 365. So from a benefits perspective, First of all, one of the main benefits you can achieve using a hybrid topology for SharePoint is that your end users will be able to search for content both in SharePoint 2013 on-premises as well as for content stored in SharePoint Online using a unique search interface. Because, you know, end users simply want to find what they are looking for. It doesn't matter for them where the contents, where the documents are stored. They simply want to find what they need, what they really need. Moreover, you can make it possible to allow your end users to consume business data which are stored on-premises from SharePoint Online. And moreover, in case you have a subsystem, you can also consume SAP from your SharePoint Online. Providing your end users with a unique user experience so that they will share the same way of working regardless they are consuming services provided through the Office 365 and SharePoint Online environment or through the on-premises environment. Why you should do that? Because probably you have content both on-premises and on the cloud, as I told you. And to do that, you can also leverage the benefits provided by the Active Directory Federation services to provide your end users a single sign-on experience while consuming both the on-premises and the cloud content. And because quite often there are companies that have some business data that cannot be moved on-premises. Let's say they have an ERP or a data warehouse or a DBMS that they want to consume on-prem for performances reasons, because most of their users are still working in the main headquarters of the company and want to leverage on-premises data services, but they also want to be able to consume those data services from outside the corporate network, just in case the end user are moving around the world using a mobile phone, a mobile device, or whatever else. And so, to avoid performance issues, you can avoid to cross premises and you can keep your business data on-prem and simply consume those business data from outside the corporate network just in case of need and through SharePoint Online. This will make also your company independent from the cloud if you have some very business critical data that you don't want to move on the cloud, because sometimes there are some companies that cannot move some of their business data outside the company for their security and privacy rules. But they still want to consume those data when their users are traveling around the world and consuming through mobile devices those data. So, what are the requirements from a SharePoint and Office 365 perspective to support an hybrid topology? First of all, you should have a directory synchronization between your on-prem server farm and Office 365, and you should also leverage the directory federation via ADFS and the Azure Active Directory Sync tool. You should have, and you have to have, an internal routable domain for your Active Directory service principal and user principal name. You will need an SSL certificate, a bunch of SSL certificates to secure the communication channels between on-premises and the cloud. And of course, it should be a good idea to have a good bandwidth in between your on-prem farm and the internet network. Moreover, from a licensing perspective, you will need to have an Office 365 enterprise subscription to support a hybrid scenario, and you will also need to have a SharePoint Server 2013 enterprise on-premises. Are there any limitations in the hybrid scenarios available through Office 365 and SharePoint? Yes, of course, as always, there are some limitations in the IT world. So, what are the main limitations? First of all, in Office 365, when you do directory synchronization using DirSync, there is no support for multi-forest environments. If you want to support multiple forests, you will need to provision the Azure Active Directory synchronization tool instead of the old DirSync one in your synchronization environment. And moreover, from a SharePoint perspective, you should consider that there are some of the services, some of the service applications provided by SharePoint, which cannot be shared across the premises. Just to make some example, when you deploy SharePoint on-prem and you also have an Office 365 tenant with SharePoint online, you will have two different user profile services running, one on-prem and the other on the cloud. You don't have a shared managed metadata service, and you cannot deploy MMS in a hybrid scenario. You will have two MMS services, one on-prem and one on the cloud. Again, word automation services cannot be across the premises, and the workflow services, and some other of the available service applications. But as I told you, the main features you can share in a hybrid scenario are the search engine, BCS, and eventually SAP. And some other minor services that I will show you at the very end of this session. But stop talking about theory, and let me move to my demo environment, and let me show you what is the end user experience when your end users can leverage a hybrid topology thanks to Office 365 and SharePoint. Let me move to my demo machine. And here you can see on my desktop, there is a SharePoint Online search center available in which I have already made a search for a search keyword, a link to SharePoint, old style way of writing server-side code in SharePoint. And here inside my SharePoint Online site, I have a bunch of Word and Office documents that have the link to SharePoint Word inside of their content. And as you can see, in the result of my search, I have some results coming from SharePoint Online and some other results highlighted in this block, which come from my SharePoint Server 2013 environment. That means when I do a search, I can get both the result from my on-premises farm as well as from the SharePoint Online farm. This is one of the available search topologies for hybrid search in SharePoint. And as you can see, from a user perspective, from an end user perspective, the user experience is almost the same. There is only a kind of disclaimer, results for the keyword I'm searching for, from SharePoint Server 2013. And I can see that in my on-premises farm, there will be 33 more results available, which I can see by following the Show More link. I can do paging, and I will see the results from my on-premises farm in the first page only, and then I will navigate through the result provided by the index available in the search engine of my SharePoint Online tenant. And the same could happen now in this tab. I'm on a .sharepoint.com SharePoint Online tenant, but the same could happen if I do a search on-premises. Now, on the other tab, I am on my on-premises environment, which is called, which has a URL, which is internetsharepointcamp.com. So it is an on-prem deployment. And still, I have a bunch of results from my on-premises environment, as well as some other results from my SharePoint Online environment. So this time, it's the opposite scenario. I can say that I have some result on-prem and some other results from the cloud, and I have 23 more results from SharePoint Online. From an end-user perspective, that means that you can do whatever you want, and let's say you have the search center in your on-prem environment, and you want to search for XML, for instance, and your end-users will simply search, and they will find whatever it is available, regardless it is on-prem or on the cloud. It's really, really powerful, at least in my opinion. We will see more demos later. Let me go back to my presentation, and let me discuss with you how we can deploy such a solution. First of all, what are the available topologies for hybrid cloud? The available topologies that we have for the search, for the hybrid search in SharePoint, are the so-called one-way outbound topology. In this topology, what happens is that you can use your SharePoint Server 2013 search service to query both the on-premises search index as well as the search index of SharePoint Online. And what will happen under the cover? It will be that the query component will first of all query your local on-premises search index. And then, in a sequential way of working, it will also try to query SharePoint Online. I say try to query because in case of any timeout, failure, or whatever else, you will simply get back the result from on-prem, skipping the result from the cloud. So let's say your SharePoint Online tenant is not available. Shouldn't happen, but let's say it should happen. You will not fail. Your search will not fail. You will simply get back the result from the on-premises environment. And it is an outbound scenario because your on-prem goes outside to consume the search index of SharePoint Online. The opposite scenario is the inbound, one-way inbound, in which you have the SharePoint Online search service, which will search the SharePoint Online index as well as the SharePoint on-premises index. And it is the first scenario I showed you in my demo, in which I was on my SharePoint Online search center, and I did a search targeting both SharePoint Online and SharePoint on-prem. One more time, the query component will query first the SharePoint Online search index and subsequently the SharePoint on-premises search index. And again, in case of any failure, timeout, or whatever else, you will get back only the results from SharePoint Online. What I showed you was the third one, the two-way topology, which is simply the union of the previous two ones. So if you have both inbound and outbound search capabilities, you will end up having a two-way search topology. So let's start with the first one, the one-way outbound search topology. Let's see how it works and how you can provision, deploy such a solution in your own tenant and on-premises environment. As I told you, the one-way outbound topologies allow us to make search queries on-prem, targeting also the cloud-based search index. And from an end-user perspective, they will be able only to consume the search index of SharePoint Online together with the search index of SharePoint on-premises. In the outbound topology, they will not have any kind of support from a business connectivity perspective or from an SAP system perspective because they are already consuming on-premises stuff, and so they already have BCS and business data available as well as any SAP system available on-prem without any specific topology. What are the requirements for the one-way outbound? There is a long list of requirements. They are not complex, but it's a long one, okay? You need, first of all, to have an Active Directory system available, deployed, with a functional level for your forest, which should be 2003, Windows Server 2003, or Eiger. You have to publish a public domain through a DNS, which is routable on the public internet network, as I told you. And as I already told you, you need the enterprise subscription for Office 365, as well as the enterprise license of SharePoint Server on-prem. You will have to deploy ADFS, or DirSync at least, and so you have to adhere to all the requirements of the directory synchronization and federation for Office 365. This session will not cover ADFS and DirSync. We'll cover only other scenario. So I will assume that you already have ADFS or DirSync, or that you can do a search on the internet network to find one of the many sessions available about how to deploy ADFS. You can find some session from me as well about this topic. Moreover, you will have to replace the SSL, the X509 certificate for your security token service on-premises. I will show you how to do that in a few minutes. Again, and moreover, you will also have to properly provision the app model on-premises for your on-premises SharePoint server. That means you have to provision the user profile service, the app management service, and the SharePoint Foundation subscription setting service. That's because the hybrid search topology will leverage the app model to secure the communication between SharePoint on-prem and SharePoint on the cloud. And SharePoint on the cloud will behave like an external app from the on-premises perspective. Again, you will need a web application published on the internet through a dedicated zone or through a dedicated web application with an integrated Windows authentication and TLM. And lastly, you will have to support OAuth requirements. So it is kindly suggested to publish everything through HTTPS and SSL. Okay? In 2013 and Office 365, please use SSL and HTTPS for the app model, for the hybrid scenarios, and for publishing all of your sites. So let's start with the first step of this provisioning story. You need to create an SSL certificate, at least a 2048-bit certificate, and you have to replace the out-of-the-box available STS certificate with this new one SSL certificate. You have to do that on each and every server in your farm, and you have to do that using a farm admin account. You can do that using a bunch of PowerShell scripting. Here you can see an excerpt of a PowerShell script to do that. You have to retrieve the .serve file as well as the .pfx file, and you have to load to create an instance of the X509 certificate to class, loading the .pfx file, and you will have to set the new certificate for the security token service using the cmdlet set sp security token service config with the import sign-in certificate argument. Then you will also add to trust the new certificate in your enterprise store using this command and providing the .ser path of your file. After an IIS reset and a restart of the sp timer service on each and every server in your on-premises farm, you will be ready to use the new SSL certificate. This is because you will have to provide this certificate to SharePoint Online, and the out-of-the-box, auto-created one is not good for this kind of action. Moreover, you will have to select to choose one of your servers in your on-premises farm, and you will have to install the Microsoft Online Services Sign-in Assistant, the Azure Active Directory model for PowerShell and the SharePoint Online Management Shell on this server. And you will have to execute a bunch of PowerShell scripting to properly configure both your on-premises environment and your SharePoint Online tenant to support the hybrid scenario. Let me show you the main steps. The following three slides are mainly for your own reference. You can find a bunch of documentation on TechNet as well. They are still updating some of those pages on TechNet. And if you want to refer on the excerpt I will share with you now, I think it would be a little bit better because those are more updated than the scripts right now available on TechNet. And I will also try to share my PowerShell script with you through the blog I have on the internet network. So first of all, you need to load some PowerShell modules, those for SharePoint, those for SharePoint Online, and Office 365. Then you will have to enable remote commands in PowerShell. And first of all, you will have to connect to your SharePoint Online tenant, providing the credentials of a global admin account for your tenant. Then you will have to set up some variables that will be used in the following steps. First of all, you have to declare which is the public domain you want to use in your hybrid topology. You have to get a reference to the web application you want to use to communicate with your SharePoint Online tenant. And you will have to get a reference to the site under the cover of that web application. You will have to store in a local variable the app ID, the app principal ID of SharePoint Online, which is a fixed value, so it's easy. And you will have to get also the object ID of your SharePoint Online tenant through this get MSOL company information CMDLET. Lastly, the last variable we have to set up is the metadata endpoint that Azure Active Directory proxy will use to connect to Active Directory in your online tenant. And this URL is composed based on the SharePoint context ID you just retrieved in this previous step. What else? Second page, second of three pages. You have to upload onto SharePoint Online the certificate you used for your STS, the one you replaced on-prem on each and every servers in your farm. So you will have to get a reference to the .cer file, and you will have to upload using the new MSOL service principal credential, CMDLET, providing the app principal ID of SharePoint Online, providing the certificate, as well as the start and the end date of your certificate. I highlighted in red color the end date because it should be the expired date, the end date of your certificate, as long as you are not using a trial version of SharePoint and Office 365. In case you are using a trial version, you should be careful, because if the SSL certificate you are using for your STS service will expire before your trial, you can provide and you should provide the expired date of your certificate. Instead, if your SSL certificate for the STS service will expire after the trial expiration, you will have to provide the expiration date of the Office 365 trial. Okay? So, you have to provide the first date that will happen, or the Office 365 trial expiration date, or the certificate expiration date. Otherwise, it will not work. Then you have to trust in Azure Active Directory, which is under the cover of the authentication and authorization system of your cloud tenant. You have to trust the public domain you want to use for your hybrid scenario. In my demo was sharepoint-camp.com. So I have to set in my SharePoint Online and my Office 365 tenant that I want to trust a service principal for my public domain under the SharePoint Online app ID. I can do also some checks for the configuration I have just made. And last step, I have to register SharePoint Online in my on-premises environment. So using the register SP app principal, I can register on-prem an app principal for SharePoint Online so that SharePoint Online will act as a SharePoint app from my on-premises farm perspective. And I can still validate the result using these two lines of code of PowerShell scripting. I have to set an authentication realm on my on-premises farm in order to support the Office 365 tenant. And again, I can validate the step. And lastly, I need to provision a service application proxy still on-premises so that on-prem, in my local SharePoint 2013 farm, I will have a new service application proxy for the Azure Access Control Service, which under the cover handles the tokens for the app model of SharePoint Online. And I will have also to trust, as a security token issuer, the ACS engine. At the very end of this step, let me go back just for a while to my demo environment. On the on-premises farm, in my SharePoint central administration, under the service applications page, I will have, sooner or later, a list of service applications, including a service application proxy for Azure Access Control Services. Come on. A pool is starting, I guess. So Sorry for the delay, but sooner or later, before the end of this session, before the end of today, maybe tomorrow, come on. Okay, here we have an ACS service application proxy for Azure Access Control Service, okay? And this is the result of these two lines of PowerShell scripting. Lastly, in case you are on an on-premises farm which is updated with the April 2014 cumulative update or later, as you can see in this, where is my laser pointer? As you can see in this knowledge base article, you will have to do that to slightly change the configuration of your security token service to support users' identities coming from SharePoint Online. Okay, that's all. It's easy. If you do that carefully, it will work. But now you will need to configure your search engine to support the one-way outbound topology. So what I mean is that you will have to log on in your farm using a search admin account or a farm admin account, it's up to you, and you will have to configure at the farm level or at the site collection level, it's up to you, it's your choice, you will have to configure a result search that will be a remote SharePoint result search, where the remote URL of the SharePoint will be the URL of your SharePoint Online tenant. So HTTPS, of course, under SSL, name of your tenant.sharepoint.com. And you will have to provide default authentication for credentials to access the remote SharePoint you are configuring as a result search. Just after that, you will have to configure a query rule so that whenever the end user will search for something, and you will define the query rule so you can say what is that something. You can define that every kind of search will fire also a search on the cloud, or you can see that you can say that only in case the end user will search for some specific keyword, you want to fire a search on SharePoint Online as well. It's up to you. You have to define a query rule. But inside the query rule definition, you will also define how many items you want to show in the result block and how you want to define the caption we had in the search result. I mean, in my demo, you have to define how many items you want to show here, the behavior of the search engine while showing those items, as well as the message you want to show here. Result from, and you can define your own message. And that's all for the outbound. What about the inbound topology? As I showed you, through the inbound topology, you can make it possible for your end users to query using the SharePoint Online search engine to query also your SharePoint on-premises search index. In the inbound topology, it is also possible to allow SharePoint Online not only to consume the on-premises search index, but also to consume business through business connectivity services, business data available and published on-prem in your corporate network, as well as, if any, an SAP system, thanks to Duet Enterprise. What are the requirements in this topology? Almost the same as before, we still need an ADDS, with Windows Server 2003, Forest Functional Level, or Eiger, an internet public domain, the same licenses as before, an ADFS and or DirSync deployment, as like as before. But in this scenario, you will also need to provide a reverse proxy to publish over SSL your on-premises environment. In fact, SharePoint Online will need to access your on-premises farm, and you will need to publish your farm to make it available to SharePoint Online. And to do that, you will need a reverse proxy, working with an SSL certificate, which can be a Star 1 or a SAN certificate, but it will have to be issued by a public and trusted certification authority. Again, as like as in the outbound topology, you will have to replace the STS certificate. As you will see, most of the configuration steps are shared between the inbound and outbound topology. And that's why, typically, I end up configuring both of them in the two-way topology. So, again, the same as before, we need to have on-premises the app model properly provisioned and configured, so user profile, app management, and subscription setting service. We still need to have a web application with integrated Windows authentication and TLM, which can be a dedicated web application or which can simply be a dedicated zone for an already existing web application. Under the cover, SharePoint Online will simply use that endpoint to access our on-premises farm. So it doesn't really matter if you have a dedicated one web application or just a dedicated zone. Moreover, you should also consider using the May 2014 cumulative update because starting from the May 2014 CU of SharePoint 2013, there are some changes that allow users to better consume on-premises content from outside. Let's say you have a user working remotely from the external network, from the internet network, and he makes a search that gives back a bunch of results from the on-premises farm, as well as, of course, some results from SharePoint Online. Well, without the need to have a VPN connection to the corporate network, thanks to the May 2014 cumulative update, the end user will be able to consume documents published by the on-premises farm just using SharePoint Online. And as like as before, you will need to support OAuth for authorization of the communication between the on-prem and the cloud farm. You will also need to configure in SharePoint Online the secure store to have the credentials to access the on-premises farm. Those credentials will be certificate-based credentials because in the deployment, you will have to allow access to your on-premises farm through the reverse proxy using a certificate-based authentication. And so, on the SharePoint Online side, I will show you in a few minutes where and how, you will have to configure a target application in the secure store, and you will have to configure a certificate to use as a set of credentials to access to authenticate against the reverse proxy that will publish your on-premises farm. And of course, you will have also to configure a reverse proxy as well. What are the supported reverse proxies in a hybrid topology for SharePoint? So far, the supported proxies are the Windows Server 2012 R2 web application proxy, TMG, F5 Big IP, and Citrix NetScaler. There is also SQUID as a reverse proxy, which is already supported and which has been already tested, but in the URL you see is not yet available, is not yet described. However, it is it has been already tested and it works. Keep an eye on this URL to see what happens in the future, okay? Because whenever they will update the list of supported devices, you will find this URL updated as well. Aside from the list of officially supported reverse proxies, what are the requirements, the general requirements? It's quite a long list, but not that complex. Client certificate authentication, of course, because as I told you, SharePoint Online will use client certificate authentication when accessing our on-premises farm through the reverse proxy. Pass-through authentication for OAuth 2.0, including unlimited OAuth bearer token transactions. It will have to support connection over HTTPS and TCP port 443. bind wildcard SAN certificates, and relay traffic to an on-premises SharePoint farm or through a load balancer that will publish our on-premises farm. So it's not that complex. Let me show you how you can configure the reverse proxy, and how the reverse proxy I'm using in my demo environment is configured. So back to my demo environment here and here. Okay. Here you can see this is the management console for the web application proxy of Windows Server 2012 R2, which is the one I'm using in my demo. Here you can see I have a couple of publishing rules, one for the Active Directory Federation service, which is a pass-through rule. That means whenever from the internet network someone will try to access my ADFS endpoint, the external URL of my ADFS endpoint will be https://adfs.sharepointcamp.com, and the backend server will be the same with the pass-through rule. So the request will be redirected to the backend ADFS server with a pass-through rule. And I also have another publishing rule for an external URL, which is called HTTPS, again, mind the S, spexternal.sharepointcamp.com, with a backend server, which is, again, the same in my topology, using an authentication based on client certificate. Unfortunately, while you can configure a pass-through client authentication or an ADFS-based authentication using the UI of the remote access management console, you can't do that for client certificate. So you have to use a bunch of PowerShell scripting to do that, but you can still do that. You have to load the .cer file that you will use to publish your endpoint, and you will have to load the .cer file that defines, that represents the identity of the client which will consume your endpoint. Moreover, using the add web application proxy application CMDLet, you will provide the pre-authentication technique you want to use, which is client certificate in this case, the external URL as well as the backend URL, just the name, and the external certificate for publishing and the client certificate. And you will also have to configure the URL headers translation. So through this cmdlet command, you will be able to properly configure this publishing rule. Okay? As I told you, I will share with you all the PowerShell scripts, and you can find most of them also on TechNet. So after that, you can do exactly the same you did in the outbound topology. And at the very end, you will have to go on SharePoint Online now, and you will have to configure a result search on SharePoint Online targeting a remote SharePoint, which now will be the on-premises one, so my SP external URL under HTTPS. And you will have to provide the credentials through the secure store. So back again to my demo environment just for a while. Let me go under the SharePoint Online admin page. Here in the secure store section, I have configured a target application, which is this one, which will use an X509 certificate for authenticating users. Come on. Still loading. And you will see shortly, I guess so, that we have a target application with certificate and certificate password to authenticate against my target environment. And moreover, in the search engine configuration, under the result sources, manage result sources, I have a get result from SharePoint Server 2013 result source. Let me edit it just to show you what I did under the cover. And there I have a remote SharePoint which targets the URL, the external endpoint of my web application proxy. And I will use a secure store ID, providing the secure store ID of my target application, so that whenever the search engine, the query component of SharePoint Online, we will have to search against my on-premises farm. It will use this URL, providing the client certificate for authentication. And then, in the query rules, I have a query rule which is get results from SharePoint Server 2013. Here it is. And I can show you that this rule has an action which provides a result block, with just three items coming from the result search I showed you before. That's all. I can define if I want to show the more button or not, and something else. You can play with the UI and configure. You can also test the query using the query builder and testing the search engine integration. OK, back to the presentation. And what about the two-way search topology? As I told you, it's just the union of the previous two topologies. So you can do whatever you like. You can search on-premises or on the cloud, and you will get back results from on-premises and from the cloud. It's a bidirectional scenario. And still, in this scenario, because of the inbound topology under the cover of the two-way topology, you will be able to consume business data published by your on-prem farm, as well as SAP system using Duet Enterprise. It's just the union of the previous two topologies. What else? Are there any other supported topologies? Yes, of course. From a BCS perspective, we have the one-way inbound or the two-way topologies, which are supported, and which allow us to use SharePoint Online BCS to connect to our on-premises SharePoint farm, either using a SharePoint app or the BCS engine through an external list, so that we will be able to consume business data available on-prem, and we will be able to consume those data also from SharePoint Online. The BCS service on-premises will behave like a broker for the SharePoint Online engine, and we will be able to do create, read, update, delete, and query actions against our on-premises data. And it requires a two-way authentication topology, as well as an open data protocol service. It can only consume all data services. Moreover, from an SAP integration, whenever you have an SAP in your on-premises farm, you can, again, use SharePoint Online to read and even write data on your on-premises SAP system using or a dedicated SharePoint app or Duet Enterprise in SharePoint Online. It's up to you. One more time. Are there any other services available through the hybrid topologies and through the hybrid capabilities of Office 365 and SharePoint Online? Yes. Let's talk about those other services. First of all, let's think about the social world, the social features and capabilities available in SharePoint. You probably know, in SharePoint 2013, the out-of-the-box social capabilities provided by SharePoint 2013 on-premises, so I mean the social feed, the capabilities to follow a site or a document and stuff like that, are, let me say, social disconnected from a SharePoint Online and SharePoint on-premises perspective. What I mean is that you cannot follow a document which is in SharePoint Online from your SharePoint on-premises, as well as you cannot follow a document which is on-prem from SharePoint Online. And your My Site on-prem is different from your My Site on the cloud. You don't have a union of the social feeds on-prem and on the cloud. So let me say, the social features, the out-of-the-box social features of SharePoint 2013 are not ready for an hybrid topology. But it's not an issue, because you know, since a couple of years ago, more or less, Microsoft bought Yammer. And Yammer is social connected across premises. So if you want to have an enterprise social experience for your end users in an hybrid topology across SharePoint on-prem and SharePoint online, please use Yammer. Using Yammer and using SharePoint 2013 on-prem with the Service Pack 1 update, at least the Service Pack 1 update, you will be able to share the same social infrastructure on both the sides of your topology, on-prem and the cloud. Let me show you what I mean moving to the demo environment. Again, here we have my SharePoint central administration in my SharePoint 2013 farm, which in reality is a farm hosted in a Microsoft Azure infrastructure as a service to make it simple for me to travel around the world and to show my stuff without the need to have a VPN or anything else. So this is quite a big farm made of 25 virtual machines on Azure, which I use for all of my demos. In this central administration, as you can see, I have this very nice green banner stating that Yammer and OneDrive for Business are now available via Office 365. That means in this section right here, in the lower left corner of my welcome screen of the SharePoint Central Administration, I have the Office 365 section, which is a new section provided by the Service Pack 1 of SharePoint 2013. And here I can go to Configure Yammer, and by simply clicking a button, you can activate or deactivate, it's up to you, the Yammer integration. What will be the result of clicking the Activate button? I've already clicked it, and so I will not click on the Deactivate button, of course. As an end user consuming my SharePoint farm, let me move to the client machine of my demo environment, I can simply click on the Yammer link. As you can see, I'm redirected to my.sharepointcamp.com/something/yammer.aspx, which will be a custom page provisioned by the Service Pack 1 engine, which will redirect my user to the Yammer network for my tenant. As you will see, quite shortly, we will be prompted with the Yammer network for my SharePoint-cam.com demo enterprise company. Come on. Of course, because this is a demo environment, I'm the only user using it, so the application pools go down quite often. Sorry about that. And now, here you can see my SharePoint Cam enterprise network on Yammer. And from an end user perspective, it's really easy. They simply need to click on Yammer. And as you can see, in the global navigation bar, they have the Yammer link instead of the fifth link, which is the one out of the box available in SharePoint 2013. And the same in an hybrid scenario happens from the SharePoint Online perspective. Here I am under my tenant.sharepoint.com, and in the global navigation bar, I have the Yammer link, and I can click on it, and again, access the Yammer network, the same Yammer network. From a SharePoint Online perspective, under the admin center of SharePoint Online, I have to do almost the same I did in my central administration on-premises. In fact, under the settings section, I have to enable the Yammer user experience instead of the SharePoint newsfeed old one. Okay? So if you switch both the on-prem and the cloud farms to Yammer, you will have the Yammer link in the global navigation bar, and your end users will use Yammer as the social engine for their enterprise social networking. Moreover, if you want to show inside your site collections any news feed coming from Yammer, you can simply add the Yammer app for SharePoint, which is available on the Office Store, and you will be able to put the Yammer feeds inside of your web pages in your online or on-premises SharePoint deployment. Okay? So it's really easy. Of course, probably you will also like to remove the out-of-the-box site feeds from the home page of your team sites and stuff like that. So, what else? OneDrive for Business. You can leverage OneDrive for Business both on-premises and on the cloud, and you can share the same OneDrive for Business you have on the cloud also from the on-premises environment. One more time, you can do that starting from the Service Pack 1 of SharePoint 2013. And through this technique, you will be able to move a huge workload for your company because you will be able to move all of the personal documents of your end users from the on-premises storage, of course, if you want, but you can move all the personal documents of your end users to the cloud, to the OneDrive for Business service provided by Office 365, which will allow your end users to access their documents from anywhere, everywhere, and from any device, as you know. And as you saw probably during the last days, Microsoft also announced that it's on the way an upgrade to unlimited storage in OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. So it's quite an interesting option for your company because you don't have to pay for more storage on-prem. You can simply move personal documents on the cloud. How it works? Let me show you. From an end user perspective, your end users will be able to browse again to their OneDrive storage, which is on the cloud. As you can see, there is tenant-mysharepoint.com, which is the URL of the my site and of the OneDrive for Business for my current user, using SharePoint Online, but also using SharePoint on-prem. Here I am on internet.sharepointcamp.com, so I am on-premises, and if I click on OneDrive, I'm still redirected onto the cloud, okay? And here you can see I have, I don't know why, I have this kind of fake layout, sorry about that, but here I have the same OneDrive for Business storage and UI. And the same from a file system perspective, so I have installed the OneDrive client app so that on my local machine, I have OneDrive for Business for my local users. I have my folder synchronized with OneDrive for Business, and I can copy and move content from one side to the other. Let's say I want to move these files to the cloud. I can simply do that. And in a few seconds, OneDrive for Business will synchronize those files with the cloud storage. Here you can see the small arrows, and here we are. All the files are now synchronized. So if I refresh my OneDrive for Business, I will find my documents available, and I will be able to see their preview and stuff like that. So really, really easy, okay? And one more time, with a unique user experience from your end user's perspective, they really don't need to know where their documents are. And they don't need to know if they are using workloads provided by your on-premises farm or by the SharePoint Online and Office 365 tenant. It doesn't matter for the end users. Again, using Office 365, you can also give your end users the capability to share content with external users. What I mean is that quite often in the past, and still now, to tell the truth, I have customers that want to share content with vendors, clients, customers, or more in general, external users. users that, first of all, are not stored and managed in their own directory system. Moreover, users that are not licensed. So they don't want to pay a license for external users, and they will not pay a license using the external sharing capabilities of Office 365. Your external users will simply need to have a Microsoft account or an Office 365 user ID, so a so-called corporate account. And through the SharePoint Online external sharing capability, you will be able to allow your end users to share direct guest links with your external users, with friendly and, if you want, short URLs, and even, if you want, to access anonymously individual documents. So, think about that. You move all of the documents from the on-premises storage to the cloud to OneDrive for Business. Then you enable external sharing, and you make it possible for your end users to share whatever they want with external users. It's really powerful. The last option, or the last main service we should consider in a hybrid topology, in this overview of the hybrid topologies for SharePoint and Office 365, is the records management capability provided by SharePoint. Let's say you have a bunch of content that you have uploaded on SharePoint Online and eventually on SharePoint on-prem as well. Maybe you want to store some records in a record center. Again, if you have two environments, SharePoint on-prem and SharePoint Online, it would be good, it would be a good idea to have a unique record center and a unique set of record management rules. Luckily, you can do that, because when you configure the record management capabilities, you can configure, for instance, the send to connection of SharePoint Online to target your SharePoint on-premises environment, so that, it's just an example, it's up to you, but if you want to store all of your records on-premises in your local storage because you want to have local on-premises backup plans and archives, you can do that simply targeting the send to action of SharePoint Online to your on-premises record centers, so that you will move records from SharePoint Online to the old style, can I say that, to the on-premises farm, and you can do any kind of backup plan and save on a tape or wherever you want all of your records. Okay? So, that's all about this overview of the hybrid capabilities of SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint Online. And to recap and summarize, yes, we can. We can work with SharePoint Online and SharePoint on-premises, and those two services can work together thanks to the hybrid topologies. From a search perspective, you have the one-way outbound, the one-way inbound, and the two-way topology available. And my personal suggestion is to try to leverage the two-way solution in order to have the same user experience for your end users, regardless they are on SharePoint Online or on SharePoint on-premises. Because, as I told you, they simply want to find what they need, and they don't really want to know where the documents are. You can also use BCS, and you can even use SAP system integration if you have an SAP system on-prem. And lastly, you have a bunch of other services available in hybrid topologies, like Yammer, OneDrive for Business, the records management, and all the other services I showed you. That's all for me. If you have any question, feel free to stand up and come to the mic. I'm here for you for about 10 minutes, and then we will end up. So, any question? One? I have also some wristband to give away to people asking questions. So maybe you already know, and that's why you decided to be the first. I have just 5 wristbands, so.
I have one, so.
Okay, you want another more, no?
No, thanks.
Let's go with the question.
I have several questions, if time permits. So first question is, if I configure two-way hybrid search topology, will I be able to leverage Azure ACS for my SharePoint apps deployed on-premise?
Well, I guess you should, because following the steps I showed you, the Azure ACS will be a trusted token issuer for your on-premises farm. So yes, if you want, you should be able to.
And the second question is about external sharing for my content. So if I enable external sharing on my SharePoint online or SharePoint on premises, how can I prevent users to share some kind of documents which are quite sensitive or confidential, etc.?
Well, the external sharing is available only on SharePoint online and not in SharePoint on premises. If you want to protect your content, you can use the services available in SharePoint Online as well as in SharePoint on-premises to protect your document by signing and ciphering the contents if you want. I'm not the guy focused on this topic, but if you drop me an email, I can send you a link to go deeper on this topic. But you can protect your documents so that only authorized users will be able to open those documents. By the way, I mean, if you are sharing some contents from the OneDrive for Business perspective, probably those contents, because our users' documents, shouldn't be so private. If your end users are sharing really sensitive data, you should protect them aside from the external sharing service, in my opinion.
Thanks.
You want this one as well or not? No? You can sell it on eBay if you want. Just kidding. Okay, next one.
Social features will be disconnected in the next version of SharePoint. Do you know some news or something regarding this?
I cannot share nothing more than what is public available on the network. So I'm sorry, but
and if I come to you and ask you,
sorry,
and if I come to you and not for everybody in the room. Okay, no. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Any other question? You want the wristband? One more? Everybody already has a wristband.
If you have a scenario with multiple on-prem SharePoint farms, let's say in multiple forests federated with single tenant, are there any limits that you should consider in this scenario for hybrid search, for example?
Well, the suggestion when you have multiple forests is, if you can, to move to a single forest scenario. But using Azure Active Directory Sync tool, which is the new one released in April, May, if I'm not wrong, if I'm not mistaken, should be from April 2014, you can also synchronize multiple forests. So if you really need to have multiple forests, now you can do that. Or by using a forefront identity manager manually and maybe with someone supporting you, or using the new Azure Active Directory Sync tool. So it's not impossible. You can do that, but you need the proper tool.
This more or less addresses the directory synchronization topic. My question more comes to the search configuration. If you you used the SharePoint Online admin tool to set up the search provider or whatever the name is, it's a global setting. If you want to set this thing towards multiple on-prem farms, how are you going to do that? And how you ensure that the users from specific the request coming from the specific on-prem farm gets the specific result set?
So let me rephrase to check if I understood properly your question. You mean that you have not only multiple forests, but also multiple on-premises SharePoint farms?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. The first idea I have in my mind should be to configure multiple result sources with multiple query rules, but you will probably have to do something by hand to work around, because as you said, yes, by default, the standard approach is to configure one result source and one or more query rules that will fire the query against the remote result source. If you have multiple on-premises farm, you will have to do multiple configuration. It's a little bit more complex. We can try to figure out your topology, but it's not that easy to discuss it here. Send an email and we can go deeper.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Okay, if there are no more questions, I want to thank you all for coming to the session. No, one more.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, a quick question. Can you tell us about a roadmap or something which will be added in the future for the hybrid scenarios?
Could you please repeat?
Could you tell us about the future of hybrid scenarios, if you know something which is not so...
Well, as I said before, the only information I can share are those that are publicly available. By the way, for sure, in the next upcoming years, the hybrid topologies are those topologies on which Microsoft want to invest, as far as I know. Because, as I told you at the very beginning of the session, just a few of the enterprise companies are completely on the cloud. And much more are still on-prem with some workloads on the cloud. So the hybrid topologies are fundamental to make enterprises moving gradually from the on-prem world to the cloud one. And so, as far as I can see, but I'm not a Microsoft employee, so it's my own voice, okay? As far as I can see, the hybrid is the future for the next 2 or 3 years at least. But I repeat, it's my own opinion. It's not the Microsoft viewpoint, okay? That's all. I cannot share any more, only public information. I'm sorry. Okay, so thank you everybody for coming. Hope to see you again. Thank you. Thank you so much.